Alicia Eaver about to join us 9 minutes to a bit going on between Brett Jeeves and Darren Lehman, Bryce, which is a little unsavoury, I've got to say.
Yeah, a little bit over the text. Have you got the details there?
Well, Brett Jeeves has written a column on his Fox Sports website portal suggesting that given, you know, the scheduling of the Australian summer, some players, now the Test series is over, find themselves in a bit of a no-man's land in terms of preparing for what is the most important thing in front of Australian cricketers, and that is the Indian Tour. And he talks about Bird and Renshaw in particular, and the fact that they might be getting let down a little bit by the system in terms of not really having anywhere to go and play to get themselves, you know, ready. He mentions various other aspects and elements to all of that. It was put to Darren Lehman on 5AA over in Adelaide, and Boof's response was, "I don't listen to Brett. He wasn't a very good player." Now, that's okay if you're being flippant. I suspect Darren Lehman's being extremely flippant there when he says that. But Brett Jeeves is good enough to play for Australia and good enough to play a lot of first-class cricket for Tasmania. He is a very, very fine cricketer and has now got a counter-view to that shared by others in cricket about the way that cricket is set up in this country. And he's able
around
to,
the scheduling.
Around the scheduling particular, in particular, yep. Which he's prepared to, and coaching, I think also, which he's prepared to express from time to time. And I don't think by having a personal crack at Brett Jeeves, that's necessarily doing yourself any favours, I wouldn't have thought, if you're Darren Lehman. I think if he had his time over again, I'm not sure he would have said that about Brett Jeeves, would he?
Maybe he felt he's in a comfortable environment in South Australia, 5AA, having a chat with some mates. Maybe it was just a flippant comment.
I'm sure
with more consideration, he might be a bit more measured than that.
Yeah, Alicia Eaver will be head down and bum up at the moment. She's not worried about any of that at the moment because we're within a month of the AFL Women's League kicking off. There's a lot of training to be done, a lot of skills to be sharpened, and some practice matches to be played. Alicia Eaver's part of Collingwood's team, and it must be so, so exciting. And she joins us. Good morning to you, Alicia.
Morning, gents. Hope you're well.
Which is, we're getting close.
Very well.
Yeah, we're getting very, very close now. And I think, you know, we all broke up for Christmas and had a little bit of time off, but, the game's in less than a month now, and we're straight back into it. We started training again last week, and the excitement levels are going up, and, it's all happening.
So there's no doubt you would have had your own program to work out over Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. So we broke on the 21st, I think, and then we were back on the 5th, but in that two-week break in between, a lot of us were regularly in the gym lifting our weights and doing our conditioning programs. So we've been working really, really hard, and I guess that's the exciting part for us this year. You know, usually this time last year, we weren't going to be playing a game for another 4 months. But we're straight back into it on Feb 3rd, and it's just super, super exciting. So we just can't wait. We want to get stuck into it already.
And what about the shifting, now you're playing for Collingwood, the shifting facilities? Like, they're absolutely world-class down there. You must be enjoying that. It must be inspirational every time you wake up and know, I'm off the training, away I go.
No, I reckon the Collingwood staff, just they want to get rid of us. But,
you're hanging out there.
Yeah, exactly. And we're only training with the squad 3 nights a week, but then we get to use the facilities to do our own weight program and whatnot. So a lot of us are probably in there, 4 or 5 times a week. And you're exactly right. We're training at the Holden Centre, and I'm really fortunate to have landed at the biggest football club in Australia. So the facilities there are pretty incredible. And, they'd be hoping that they get rid of us soon enough.
your training standards have obviously been pretty high anyway. But, Alicia, when you get in there and you cross paths with the Collingwood men's side and you see the way they go about it, does it give you an example right in front of you that's the sort of level that we need to try and get to sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I guess that's the advantage of going to such a big club. That, they've got the AFL boys, they've got the VFL, and they've also got the netballers. And just being able to witness how each individual athlete and team goes about their training has been really, really eye-opening. And it's also, you touched on it just then, it's what we want to aspire to be. And whilst the competition is only semi-professional at the moment, we know where we want to take the game and we know what's required. And so having being privy to the standards of training and being able to visualise what goes on within a professional sporting club, that's helping us, and it's going to certainly help the younger girls coming through.
Now, Alicia, we saw you running around for Melbourne, and now you're picked up by Collingwood. A bit of a tough move, or are you quite happy to make the transition into semi-professional footy?
I was just rapt to be drafted, first and foremost. I have run around for Melbourne a couple of times, and my family are devout Melbourne supporters, so I think they probably found it a little bit tougher than what I did. but on draft day, as I mentioned earlier, to be drafted to Collingwood, the biggest footy club in Australia, it didn't really sink in until probably that night when we went back to the Glasshouse and, you know, Eddie got on the phone. I think he was overseas at the time, and he spoke to us and welcomed us. And that's when it really sunk in for me. So I couldn't be any happier where I've landed. And I just can't wait to wear the black and white. I never thought I'd say that, but, yeah, I'm black and white now.
Now, even before all this happened and you've been drafted, you were actively involved in the promotion of football for women anyway, and you were coaching as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I guess... So I started coaching when I finished my under-18 career, and that started just coaching my local club. And then from there, I got some interest from the youth girls state talent managers, and they brought me on board as an assistant coach when I was 19. And I was in that kind of strange age bracket where a playing career didn't really seem like my future in football, if that makes any sense. Mm. If I was going to have a future in football, it was probably going down the coaching pathway, just because at that point in time there was, you know, it was 2020 vision, and I'm only 25, so I'm still relatively young. I've got a few more years of playing.
Yes, you have.
So I mean, that's just something that I've kind of managed to balance the last 7 years. So I coached out at the Calder Cannons now, and I've been out there a few years working with girls and the boys. So yeah, it's something that I've had to balance and make sure that I'm still getting a kick come game day.
Alicia, you're a really interesting one, given the fact that you sit sort of right in the middle at 25. So you've played a lot of football now, and you're going to play, you know, hopefully 4 or 5, 6, 7 years at this level. Who knows? You know, before you sort of start thinking about handing it on to the next generation. Mm-hmm. Now that you've got access to all of the coaching and the facilities that you've got access to, and the professionalism that comes with it, how much better will women's football be by the time you give it away than it is now?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you only need to look at the Victorian State Academy and how Victoria as a state has progressed in the last 12 months. When they announced, or 18 months, when they announced 2017, there was a lot of time and energy and money and coaching, a high level of coaching put into women's footy. And just in the last 18 months, we've seen it just, you know, the talent, the skill level, everything just increase. I'm privy to some of the younger girls coming through, having worked with them in a coaching capacity, and I can tell you now that the 17 to 20-year-old age bracket, or 16 to 20-year-old age bracket, there are some superstars coming through. And, you know, we talk about the talent pool at the moment and how much it's growing. As soon as those girls hit the big time, you know, women's footy is just going to take off even further, and you'll see teams expand across Australia, and rightfully so, because there's some absolute superstars coming through.
Now, coming up is your first game against Carlton on February 3rd. That's at Olympic Park Oval, a night game, which is going to be very exciting. But there's a practice game before that on Australia Day. Whereabouts is that?
So that's at Olympic Park Oval again, just next to the Holden Centre. So that'll be against the Bulldogs girls. So I'm not sure exactly what time it'll be on Australia Day, but I'm sure if you check the social media, you'll get all those details soon enough. But that'll be a good chance for us to again... test our structures and, yeah, try and put into place what we're going to hopefully roll out come February 3rd. So should be a good hit out.
It'll be fantastic. A lot of us can't wait, Alicia. It's been accelerated by the AFL, and it's going to be a fantastic thing for footy. Collingwood memberships are available. They're on sale now from $90. Give the club a call, 1300 62 47 43 to join. You're in a remarkable place. You're going to be part of history, Alicia. You thoroughly deserve it. We can't wait. Good luck for the rest of the pre-season, and good luck when the real thing starts. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.